This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains announced it's received its largest single donation ever on Wednesday, $20 million from the philanthropist Mackenzie Scott, the ex-wife of Amazon owner Jeff Bezos. The donation came the same day Colorado State Senate passed a bill that would ensure the right to an abortion is state law. The bill now goes to Governor Polis, who says he'll sign it. After meeting with Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson Thursday, Colorado Senator Michael Bennett says he will support her nomination to the Supreme Court. Here's CPR's Caitlin Kim.
Bennett described Jackson as smart and down-to-earth, traits he said would be welcome on the court. While he's hopeful she will get some Republican support in the final vote, he won't be surprised if that doesn't happen.
If we don't have bipartisan support, I don't think it says anything about her. I think it says a lot about how screwed up the process is here.
Jackson has faced critical questions from some Republicans who tried to paint her as not tough enough on crime. She meets with Colorado's other senator, John Hickenlooper, next week. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
One of the nation's most photographed bull elks died in Rocky Mountain National Park this week, often referred to by photographers as Incredible, Big Kahuna, or simply Bruno. The beast of an elk was known for his massive antlers, which spread majestically into the sky. They made him a fixture on postcards and Colorado-themed calendars for years. Wildlife officials believe a mountain lion attack may have led to his death. Big Kahuna was 10 years old. Right now in Denver, it's 61 degrees with a few clouds. In Vail, it's 38. In Grand Junction, it's 70 degrees. This is CPR News.